الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا من سيئات اعمالنا ومن من يضلل فلا هادي له نشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد الذين امنوا يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القران العظيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا My brothers and sisters in Islam, today I am, like you, a witness that there is absolutely nothing worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no partners, no associates. There is nothing like Him. Therefore, there is no wisdom like the wisdom of Allah. There is no knowledge like the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness without a doubt that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger. For sure, brothers and sisters, Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And our messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam does not speak or did not speak out of his own desire. It was nothing but revelation revealed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and we seek refuge with Allah from... Remember, brothers and sisters, remember. Whomever Allah guides can never be misguided. And whomever He allows to err can never, ever be guided except by the permission of Allah the Almighty. We ask Allah for His blessings upon His Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and His family and His companions and the Muslims everywhere. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of things that I wanted to discuss with you today. I wanted to discuss about our beloved Sheikh Hassan al-Tarabi, the great leader, respected alim from Sudan. Some of you may not know, about 2 weeks ago, he was attacked viciously in the airport in Ottawa, Canada. Since that time, he's been in the hospital in Ottawa in intensive care. This is the same Hassan al-Tarabi who visited us 2 weeks ago and stood right at this masjid here. He is the same one that I warned you, the brothers from the security, when you protect him with your lives because there are people who want to kill him and to kill the Islamic movement. He is in need of our dua now. I wanted to talk about that today, but I'm not. I wanted to discuss with you the massacre of Muslims, thousands of Muslims in Bosnia, in what was once called Yugoslavia. But I'm not going to talk about that today. Even I wanted to discuss with you the struggles of the Muslims in Palestine and Kashmir, and all over. But I'm not going to talk about that today. I even wanted to discuss with you the good news of the establishment of Afghanistan. Good news to Muslims. And the struggle of the Muslims to work together to establish an Islamic state. But I'm not going to talk about that today. I am motivated to speak on a topic that our treasurer, Lukman, said to me the other day, Imam, you must speak about divorce. And he said it with such animation, and he convinced me that we have to discuss this topic. Why? Because, brothers and sisters, we cannot be effective on a global mission until we first stabilize our domestic mission. We can't succeed outwardly until we first succeed inwardly. Not on an international level until we first deal with a local level. The foundation of our work begins in the home. I quote from the verse from Quran, the fourth surah, and the first verse. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ O mankind, اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ Fear your guardian Lord who created you. مِن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ From one person. Fear Allah, who created us from one person, our father, Adam, alayhi salat wa salam.
اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها
and created from that one person his mate, Hawa, Eve. Fear Allah who created for us one person, Adam, and then created from Adam, his wife, our mother, what we call Eve, Hawa.
اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجال كثير ونساء
And then from these two, Adam and his wife, came countless men and women.
اتقوا ربكم الذي تساءلون به والأرحام
Fear Allah, our Rabb. And not only that, fear the wombs that bore you.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا
For verily Allah is a watcher over you. And brothers and sisters, I bear witness, we need a watcher over us. And Allah is the watcher, and He sees all that we do. Today, I want to talk about not only the nature of the woman, but the acceptance of the nature of the woman. Brothers, we must know the nature of the woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ لَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى And the male is not like the female, except in the nature of the woman. I looked around in our masjid, and I visualized all the brothers and sisters. And it dawned on me how many of us have been involved in divorces. Think about it. And you know what? If we continue, the trend of divorces continue, if we continue at this present pace of divorces in our community, before long would have been married to all everybody else. And we would have in our community musical mates. What you mean, musical mates? A get married to C, A divorces C, C get married to E, C and E get divorced, they marry D, D, they get divorced. Everybody, if we continue at this epidemic pace, we're having our community divorce upon divorce upon divorce. Why so many divorces? I think because, and brothers and sisters, I say what the angels said. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Glory to thee, O Allah. We have no knowledge except for what you have taught us. Verily, you are the known and the wise. Brothers, if it were up to us, we would change the woman, reshape her and remold her in our image. You know why? Because we're ignorant. And we need Quran. And we need Sunnah. Why do we need Sunnah? For two reasons. We need the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because the Hadith is an explanation of the Quran. You don't understand Quran because the details is supplied with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah understanding the meaning of Quran. You want to know Quran? Study Hadith. And Hadith explains, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the meaning of Quran. الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا created you from one person. What does it mean? People trying to give tafsir of Quran to say what it means. But it means what it says. Allah created one person first. Adam. Did you know Christians and Jews believe the same thing Muslims believe? That Allah created Adam first and then created Eve. Some people, they don't like that, modernist. Why would Allah create the man and then after he created the man, then take the rib from the man? You know why Allah did it? Because he's the creator and he knows and we don't know. But now in my little bit of knowledge, alhamdulillah, I appreciate Allah's wisdom. I told you, brothers and sisters, a moment ago, that we read hadith for two reasons. One is that the hadith explains the Quran. And the second thing is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's example is an application of the Quran. So we need not only the understanding of Quran, but how to implement it in our lives. How to understand it and to apply it. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best to apply al-Quran. لَيْسَ ذَكْرُ كَالْأُنْثَى And the male is not like the female, except in the nature of the woman. And brothers and sisters, today I'm going to focus on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both of them, I believe, متفقون عليه. In Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim. Without a doubt, two authentic Hadith. Listen to the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The woman is have been created from a rib. Stop. The woman has been created from a rib. You hear brothers saying that? And the Prophet continued, and the most curved part, or some translations, most crooked part of the rib is the uppermost part. So then you listen to some brothers in the back room. Yo, brother, check it out.
You see, the prophet talked about the bent. She's crooked. You know why we got so much problem with these sisters? They're crooked. The prophet said it, see? Brothers and sisters, never take out of context what our prophet said. You see, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not into female bashing. Allah is not prejudiced against His creation. And the woman created from a rib is Allah's determination. Allah's glory and His wisdom in creating the woman from the rib. But if you don't text, then you understand that the prophet is trying to motivate us. He's not giving us a biology lesson, but rather he's giving us a lesson on interpersonal relationship between man and wife. Because men and women clash because they don't understand the nature of a woman, and women don't understand the nature of a man. And because they don't understand the nature in which they created, a woman tries to reshape a man, and a man tries to reshape the woman. But the key is to be yourself. If a man and women were more alike, we would compete against one another. But because we're different, we complement one another. Allah knew what He was doing when He created the woman for the man, and the man for the woman, based on the nature that Allah created. And once you understand the nature of man and woman, then you live in happiness. But if you don't understand the nature of man and woman, there'll be misery in the home, fighting and arguing, because you don't understand and appreciate and accept the nature in which Allah created the woman and created the man. لَيْسَ ذَكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Man is not like the woman, and the woman is not like the man. Stop trying to make the woman like yourself, and woman, stop trying to reshape and reform that man. Because laysa dhakarun kal-untha, man, male is not like female. Let's put this hadith in context. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, istasu bin nisa'i khayra, inna al-mar'ata khulikat min dil'in. How does he start the hadith? He says, treat women kindly. Be careful of your treatment of women. Why? Because the woman is created from a rib. And the most, rather than say crooked, I think better translation in the context and the upper part of the rib is the most curved part. Why curved rather than crooked? Because crooked has connotation. And when you say the woman is crooked, then the connotation is she's sneaky and slithering and sliding and trickery. But that's not the intent in this hadith. But the rib is curved. And like the rib curved, the woman is curved. She's not crooked. She's curved. Why? Her curvature in her nature is what makes her so attractive to the man. And believe me, brother, when the woman starts resembling man, you're no longer attracted to her. I read a book. Why can't a man be more like a woman? That's a silly book. And Susie Feminist want all the women to be like the men. When Allah said, Laysa dhakaru kal-untha, and the male is not like the female. Stop trying to make the woman like the man. She can't be a man. And if she tries to be like a man, she's cursed. If she tries to dress like a man, she's cursed. If she tries to act like a man, she's cursed. Man don't want no woman competing with him. He wants a woman to be feminine and be a woman. And really, a real woman don't want no man to be like her. Woman is created from Dilek, a rib. A rib. What do you mean? The woman created from the rib. Every woman created from rib? No. The first woman created from rib. The same way Allah said in Quran that man is created from tarab. Man is created from dust. Every man? No, the first man, Adam. And then Allah said, kun fayakun, be it is. Allah took dust and said, be, and it is. And Adam became a living soul with the ruh and the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you take dust and water and mix it together, it's nothing until Allah breathes in it his ruh and his soul, and then it comes alive. But man and woman today created the same way. Husband and wife get together. The sperm mixes with the egg of the woman, and life begins. And then when the person or the sperm is in the womb of its mother, the angel comes. Allah sends the angel. And right in the womb of that life to be, its future, its work, is going to go to Jannah or An-Nar, paradise or hellfire. Is it going to be happy or what? And then the angel blows the ruh, the soul, and it becomes living. So the first woman created from a rib. Why are you created that way, Allah? Allah is showing us. Allah didn't choose to create the man and the woman at the same exact time. He didn't say, man and woman be. He said, man be. And create the woman from the man for his reason. Why? Allah is showing you from the beginning, brother, made you to be the leader. You create the leader first. Send the leader first, send the prophet first, and then send the followers after. No doubt about it. Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisaa. Men are the maintainers of women. Men, you're the imam, you're the amir, you're the khalifa. Allah made it that way. It doesn't mean that every one of us deserves it. But that's Allah's plan. And then, created the woman from the rib. Why? Allah took something from the man. The man is incomplete, brother. You're incomplete without a woman. Allah took the rib from the man and then created the woman from the rib and then gave the woman back to the man as mates so they can live together in peace and love and rahmah, mercy. But there's no rahmah, no love, no mercy in the homes. Why? Because we don't understand the nature that Allah created, and we don't appreciate nor accept the nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the man and to the woman. Laysa dhakaru kadunsa, and the male is not like the female. The other hadith gives more light on this hadith. Al-marata kadila'i. The woman is like the rib. Now the light comes. The woman is like the rib. The rib is curved. If you try to straighten it, you're going to break it. So if you want to enjoy the woman, enjoy her while she has some curves. Because if you try to change her nature, you're going to break her. And she's going to be other than what Allah created her to be. And you're going to wind up in divorce. And he says, and breaking her is divorce. Brothers and sisters, subhanAllah. May Allah help us. And I say this to you. The imam is no exception from the trials that you're confronted with he's confronted with. The nature of woman. What is that nature of woman that makes her different from man? It is the emotional makeup. Yes. Women are by nature emotional. Stop. Some women, they don't like that. Especially choosy feminists. What you mean? We just as smart as man? We didn't say that. We didn't say that you're not smart. We said by nature you're emotional. And you know why they complain? They complain because they don't understand the beauty in the emotional makeup of the woman. Not emotional to an extreme. But what do you mean by emotional? Emotion is feeling. Women have feelings. You know why she always tell you, brother? Brother, you're just not sensitive enough. You don't tell me about your feelings. That's what they say. Your feelings. Because women are sensitive. They feel. They have empathy. They have sympathy. They have love. It's feelings. It's emotion. Man, he just thinks rational. But what is it? Just tell me what it is. Straight. Don't give all that emotion. Just tell me what it is. Straight. A lot of nigger like that. He made her emotional. I asked the brothers the other night, Wednesday night in the Imam training class. And I have never seen an exception yet. Any woman that I have ever seen, if a mouse come by, she screeches. Ooh. But you won't hear a man say that. Even though a man may be scared, he's a ooh. And you don't screech. And if you know any brother who screeches, tell him to see me after this khutbah. The nature's different. The man has to have a certain mind, rational, some kind, cold, sometimes, because he has to deal on the outside. The woman has to deal on the inside. Sometimes the brothers, you know, they can't deal with the little babies. 2:00 in the morning, just as lovely, and she goes and changes the baby and rocks the baby and cuddles the baby. You can't do that, brother. Allah didn't give you the nature to do it. He gave you a different nature. Oh, you pick the baby up, and once in a while you say something, he's okay, take your baby. But this is the nature of the man and the nature of the woman. They're different. For a reason, because we're a team. And for a team, we need somebody who gets the rebound, somebody who passes, somebody who shoots, somebody play defense. It's a team effort. Man and wife is a team effort. And if you're going to have a team effort, everybody can't be the same. Laysa dhakaru kal untha, and the male is not like the female. And so the prophet said in my conclusion, you want to get some benefit from her? Get benefit while you have some curves. Because believe me, if you try to straighten her out, there is no benefit for no one. And she will no longer be herself. And when she no longer be herself, you will feel it. What happened to the sister? She used to be so nice, so warm, so lovely, so sweet. She used to love me. But now, she's different. Why? You changed her, brother. And you broke her. Laysa dhakarul kal untha, and the male is not like the female, nor is the female like the male. Tastasu bin nisa'i khaira. Treat women kindly. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. It is a hadith that many women may be ashamed of. But it is, I believe, a hadith that most of us don't understand. It's hadith that some Muslim scholars have tried to explain away. Others have ignored. But today I chose to deal with it straight on.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I stood at the gate of paradise and saw that the poor people were the first to enter and the rich people were held back for an accounting. Majority of the people in Al-Jannah, poor people. More poor people than rich people. For reason. Being rich is not a sin. But to be rich comes the responsibility of wealth. How you earn it and how you distribute it. If I'm poor, I don't have to pay zakat. There is no zakat due on me. If I'm poor and I don't have sadaqah of money to give, it's not incumbent upon me. But if I'm wealthy and greedy and don't give zakat and don't give sadaqah, don't give charity, don't spend on the halal, don't spend my wealth jihad, fi sabilillah, then the punishment comes. And most people, brothers and sisters, it seems to be the nature of the son of Adam that if you give him a valley of gold, he's never satisfied until he has a second valley of gold. And give him two valleys of gold, he'll never be satisfied until you give him a third. This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Then he continued, and I stood by the gate of An-Nar, Babu Nar, and I saw, Ra'itu, the majority of the inhabitants of hell were women. I asked a scholar in Islam about this hadith. He said, some of the scholars say that the reason that the majority of the women or the majority of the inhabitants were women is because women outnumber men. I told him to his face, that's weak. That has nothing to do with this hadith. Why? Because if the majority of the inhabitants of hell were women because women outnumber men, then that would also mean that the majority of the inhabitants of heaven would also be women, for women outnumber men. And by the way, if it meant that, the hadith doesn't make sense. Why say it? Is it just a consequence of having a large number of people? No, that has nothing to do with that. The Prophet explained why. And I want to begin my conclusion by explaining why and what the Prophet said. Sisters, you don't have to be ashamed because the hadith did not say that they were in hellfire because they were women. Their gender had nothing to do with it. It is what they did. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will never enter paradise until you believe. Belief, action, and the mercy of Allah. Belief, action, and the mercy of Allah. It would be brutal, brothers, for Allah to create something and then condemn it if it cannot go beyond its creation and does something that goes against the commandments of Allah. Allah is not like that. Now let's explain what the hadith said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then, inshallah, Allah will give us understanding. And when the Prophet said, and I looked, and I stood at the gate of hell, and I saw the majority of the inhabitants were women, alhamdulillah, for the Sahaba at that time. قالوا, they said, لما يا رسول الله. Why? Isn't that a good question? Why? Why was the majority of the inhabitants in hellfire, why were they women? لما? Why? And if they didn't ask the question, we would have to speculate until Yawm al-Qiyamah. But alhamdulillah, they asked the question, and the Prophet gave the answer. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. he said, Bikufrihinna. That's what the Prophet said. Because of their disbelief. Or ingratitude. This word kufr means either disbelief or ingratitude. That's what it means. It means either disbelief or ungratefulness, ingratitude. Bikufrihinna, that's his answer. Limas. Bikufrihinna, because of their disbelief. But they didn't stop there. Qila, it was said, يَخْفُرُّ billah. They disbelieve in Allah. They want to get some understanding of the hadith. يَخْفُرُّ billah. They disbelieve in Allah. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَخْفُرْنَا الْعَشِيرُ. No. They're ungrateful to their husbands. This is the reason. This is the reason why the majority of inhabitants of hellfire are women. Now let me stop here, brothers and sisters, and say this. Does that mean that women who go through hellfire because of being ungrateful to their husbands would never get out of hellfire? No. It doesn't mean that. We know every believer, alhamdulillah, every believer will eventually come out of hellfire. Alhamdulillah. But I warn you, don't say, well, I don't have to worry about anything. Eventually, I'll come out. Because the hadith, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the last person who comes out of hellfire will have been there 70,000 years. And each year equal to 1,000 of our years. An equivalent of 70 million years. Nothing to play with. And when they come out, brothers and sisters of hellfire, they will be so black from the burn, even after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw them in the river of life and send them into Al-Jannah, the people of Al-Jannah, paradise, will recognize them and call them Al-Jahamiyya. The people who came from hellfire, because they have the signs upon their being. So we seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the fire. Allahumma inni a'udhubika min adhab an-nar. We seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the fire. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yaqfuruna al-ashir. They are ungrateful to their husbands. And he continued, listen to this. Sisters, please listen. They are ungrateful to their husbands and ungrateful for the favors given to them. لَوْ أَحْسَنْتَ إِلَىٰ إِحْدَعُنَّ الزَّحْرَ ثُمَّ رَأَيْتَ مِنْكَ شَيْئًا قَالَ مَا رَأَيْتَ مِنْكَ خَيْرًا قَتَّهِ. If you give a whole lifetime of favors to the woman. These women. One time. You do something that she doesn't like. She says, you have never done for me any good. Never. You never did anything for me. Never. You never said a kind word for me, never. You never bought me anything, never. Never. He never did anything good, never. Bikufrihinna, the ingratitude. Now, brothers and sisters, we come to our conclusion. The message that I have for us today is not for the man and not for the woman. It's for us both. Let's see if we can make understanding of all of this, inshallah. This hadith, I'm not afraid of. No. Because, alhamdulillah, Allah, from understanding. Let's look at the beauty and then we close, inshallah. Why would a woman say, he never did anything good for me? You know why? curved rib. What you mean? She gets emotional. Something hurt her. So she reacts. And this is what makes them emotional. By what they say and what they do based on the emotion. That's not really them talking. And that's where you and I come in. To understand that. This is how he starts the hadith. Be kind in your treatment of women. Because women have been created from a rib. And the most curved part of the rib is the upper part. And it'll break it. And if you leave it alone, it will remain curved. To straighten it means to divorce her. If you want to get pleasure from her, get the joy while she remains curved. And then he ended the hadith. Fastasu bin nisah. Treat women kindly. So the message there is not the creation of the woman. The message is the treatment of the woman. So now you know. All right, I'm armed with this reality. So then she goes off. She says, I know what that is. That's the curve. I'm going to be patient. Why? I conclude with this ayah from the Quran. And brothers and sisters, I am so happy to be Muslim. I just don't know no other life to be. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He never, ever test any of us believing the deen. I pray all of us remain unto this deen and we do not die except as a Muslim. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our children can love and live this deen and don't die except as a Muslim. Listen to this from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we conclude. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْدَكُمْ لِبَعْدٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ. We have made some of you as a trial for others. Will you be patient?
وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم مدرق بعلي فتنة هي أدر على الرجال من النساء.
I have not left a trial after me more harmful for the man than the woman.
What does that mean? That's your big trial, brother. There she is right there, your partner in life. Your greatest joy and your biggest trial. How can you escape the pain and the trap and enjoy the pleasure?
The key is, you got to have wisdom. You got to know. And you got to implement. And you got to practice. Al-deen and ilm and hikmah. You got to practice the wisdom. See? Because if you react to the curve, you finish. You got to understand it and apply your cold logic and wisdom like you have and deal with it. Sisters, this Qurban is for you in this respect. This hadith is not a put down. It's getting to know you. Getting to know yourself. Check yourself, sisters. If you see yourself going beyond, check yourself. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْتُكُمْ لِبَعْتٍ فِتْنَةً تَصْبِرُونَ. We made some of you as a trial for others. Will you be patient, sister? Will you be patient? And you got to watch the upper part. The upper part of the woman is her head, and that which is in the head is her mouth. And her mouth will get her in trouble. Her mouth uncontrolled. Her mouth. Control your tongue, sister. You see, sisters, the beautiful thing about this hadith, it doesn't say that you condemn because you're woman. Listen. Listen to what Iblis said. Listen to what Shaitan said. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ Mentee. I'm better than him. I'm better than Adam. You created me of fire. And him you created of mud. Iblis cannot say on the day of judgment, I am as I am, a deceiver, a liar, because of my creation on fire. Why can't he say that? Because other creatures created of fire. Jinn, some of them will go to Jannah. Believe in jinn and disbelieve in jinn. It's not because of your creation. It's what you did with your creation. If Allah created you of fire, you can go to Jannah or you can go to hell. If Allah created you from dust, brother, created you from turab, created you from teen, created you from ma'a, water, created you from mud, dust, water, nutfa, sperm, whatever Allah created you from, you can rise from that and go to Jannah. Or go. And sister, if Allah created you from a rib, many created from a rib will go to Jannah. And many will go to hell. The choice is up to you. So brothers and sisters, Allah has made some of us as a trial for others. Will we be patient? Brother, when you're about to divorce her, think. Is it because of the curved rib? Can we get around it? Then try. Peace or separating kindness. And this is the beauty of Al-Islam. I admonish you, brothers and sisters, be patient. Brothers, be patient. Go back home and be patient with the wives. And I know sometimes, brothers, you know how we are? If the woman's mouth goes off, how brothers respond, they don't do a lot of arguing. They're quiet. They go away and sit down in the corner somewhere, and they're quiet. She wants you to talk to her, but you don't want to talk. Little big teddy bear. Hey, you know, brothers, we have to do that. You know, we have to keep on the front, you know. But we don't have to do that as Muslims. Alhamdulillah, this is the dunya. We have al-hikmah, we have al-Quran, we have sunnah. How did the Prophet do it, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He is the application of al-Quran. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and bless our home. Muslims are going to succeed on an international level. We must first master our home life. Oh Allah, please, give us the wisdom to understand the nature of each other. Give us the insight to appreciate what you have given to us. And give us the willpower to accept the creation that you have given to us. Oh Allah, pour out upon us your constancy and your constancy and your patience. Oh Allah, make our families strong. Let us have good and strong wives, wonderful, good, strong husbands, and marvelous, good, obedient children. O Allah, guide us to Surat al-Mustaqeem. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma'alamtana innaka anta alimul hakeem. Rabbana la tu'akhidna inna sina fa'na. Rabbana wa la tuhmil alayna isra'an kama hamatutu aladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. Wa'fu anna wa'kfir lana wa'rhamna anta maulana fa'ansurna ala al-kawm al-kafirin.